Listening Library presents Nightmares, The Lost Lullaby by Jason Siegel and Kirsten Miller. Read for you by Jason Siegel. Prologue. She bent down and peered through the keyhole. On the other side of the door lay a dimly lit hall. She couldn't reach it, but she knew exactly where it was, on the second floor of a purple mansion in a town called Cypress Creek. Three doors along the hall led to bedrooms, and there were four people asleep inside. She'd been watching them through the keyhole all evening, the two boys and their parents, and she'd been deciding what to do with them when she got to the other side. She tried the doorknob for the thousandth time. It twisted, but the door wouldn't budge. It wasn't just locked, it was barricaded. She knew she was the one they were trying to keep out. There was no doubt about that. The people who lived in the Purple Mansion had left her a letter. The anger raged like a bonfire inside her. She squeezed her eyes shut and clenched her fists, digging her fingernails into her palms. She had to find a way to control it. One wrong move and the family would burn down the tower, destroying its secret and leaving her stranded. She had only one option. She'd have to wait. Sooner or later, her twin sister would find her. At last, she left her post at the keyhole and climbed the stairs back up to the tower. The mansion's owners had boarded the tower's windows, but moonlight managed to sneak inside.